Hello, welcome to Shamanic Heart Space. My name is Nancy. Welcome back. If you've been here before, thank you for coming back. And if you're new, I am going to be talking about new moon eclipse in Aries. I will be channeling information for the collective. I'm not an astrologer. I work with plant medicine and various things. If you'd like to find out more about me, you can do so at shamanicheartspace.org, including ways that you can work with me. But let's jump into this episode. So there's been a lot of talk about this upcoming solar eclipse. I want to say happy birthday to those cardinals, those Aries, the bringers of spring and newness. We've had an awful lot going on recently, and April is going to be a really, really big month, even before the eclipse arrives on the 8th of April 2024. So there'll be a lot of energy around this. We'll all be feeling it one way or another. And I'd like to encourage you to look for the positives, look for the silver linings, the golden linings even, and take the opportunities that are likely to make themselves available for you. So there might be some reframing that needs to take place with change that's coming. There are a lot of ancestral beliefs around what happens with eclipses, particularly solar eclipses. So yeah, if you want to find out a bit more about that, go into more detail and what crystals, herbs, teas, all these things that are available to hopefully make this a smooth ride as possible. All of that will be available on Patreon and on the subscribers. But for now, yeah, this super new moon eclipse, please take what resonates and leave what doesn't with anything that I say. The important thing is what comes up for you, really, as you're listening and as you go through this time, this month. I tend to do readings for new moon, full moon, and large astrological events such as a retrograde, so on and so forth. So we will be having a retrograde also in Aries throughout April as well. So there really, really is a lot going on. Essentially, the moon is blocking the sun for a solar eclipse. Sorry, I'm just getting information now, which makes me yawn when the channel opens. So this total solar eclipse that I'm seeing here, it blocks the energy of the sun. And there are some native traditions that see this as a reset. It's an auspicious time. It's a time to go inward and to consider the rebirthing opportunities as the children of the earth, what we can do better, what we can bring in. We shouldn't really be going out and staring at the sun and, you know, getting high off the energy. This is representative, symbolic of a death and a rebirth in some native traditions. And yeah, you may be feeling it in the same way. It's really an opportunity to consciously expand our consciousness. So to say, I'm going to go inwards. I'm going to let go of the things that don't serve me. I'm going to make an effort to do things differently, to do things better, and to sort of essentially reinvent yourself in some areas, maybe in all areas. So it's a great time, sorry if I'm making you yawn as well. But yeah, this is a great time for considering who you are, who do you want to be, where do you want to go. And with that retrograde energy, it's really, really powerful opportunity to make those changes. So if there are any of those negative voices in your head, or indeed around you, telling you no, but you really feel that you want to go in a certain direction, go inward and go for it, I would say. Eclipses are a beautiful opportunity to help us get back on the right track if we strayed from our path. So, essentially, April 2024 is an upgrade. So, what I'm seeing here is a chance to really be with yourself, to go inside, and to see the bigger picture. Perhaps even dream a new dream for yourself. So, this is a time for huge healing, cleaning, reinvention, and a new direction even for many people. So this isn't bad news at all. What I'm seeing here is people harmonizing. There may be a bit of a requirement to manage overwhelming thoughts, feelings, emotions, situations, but they are opportunities for you to come back to stillness in yourself and to consider what's working for you and what isn't. You know, are certain things or people or situations causing you a lot of drama, a lot of pain? Your own behaviors as well, your own patterns. What story are you telling yourself already? So this is another step up in the kind of the great awakening that's taking place. So this has been going on for a long time. It is still going to continue for a long time. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you will have heard me talk about this already. But more and more people are kind of getting online, but getting connected again within themselves and to each other and harmonizing to the greater energy, spirit, great mystery, the universe, whatever it is you want to call it. And this can look like many different things. This can look like healing. This can look like extrasensory perception. This can look like your gifts awakening within you, all sorts of different ways. And some people are finding that quite difficult to manage. And so I think that's probably why we've been afforded this opportunity to go within ourselves during this retrograde, during this eclipse, to rebirth ourselves, because this is all part of a great design, you know. So it could feel quite accelerated. It could feel quite overwhelming, as I said. Maybe fast. Maybe intense. So it would probably help to welcome whatever is coming your way. And ride those waves. So, you know, we can expect a lot during this time. Possibilities. Feeling overstimulated, feeling tired. And going forward, actually, not just for this eclipse, because there are new frequencies that many of us are going to perceive and feel connected to. And so there's going to be the requirement for a period of adjustment with that, as our senses and our frequencies are recalibrating. I feel like I'm using a lot of robotic language today. That's not intentional. It's always interesting for me, if I do go back and listen to an episode, how my voice can be different when I'm channeling this energy, these energies. Anyway, I guess all we can do really is jump in and go with the flow, even though the flow might seem like a lot right now. You can do things such as going for a walk, doing a workout, dancing, moving the body is going to help a lot. Even if you're feeling tired, you can just do something gentle. You could turn Upload off. Turn that phone off for an hour a day. Turn it off when you sleep as well, please. Switching off and connecting with yourself. You know, and I used to use the excuse years ago, oh, well, my alarm is on my phone, so I have to have the phone next to my bed. Well, I just got one of those old-fashioned alarm clocks. Makes a big difference to not have those frequencies right by your head or in your room when you're sleeping, even if it's turned off. It's a very big, important message for some reason in this channel, is to just step away from the phone. A part of that also being the connection to, or the access to news and social media, and the possibility of fear 100% of the time right there in your pocket. So yeah, as I said, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. But if you can just get away from the phone for a little while and tune back into yourself, that's probably going to be quite helpful. Well, this month and always, I'd say. All right, so what's this? So if endings are coming up for you, it might be helpful to remind yourself that endings happen so that new things can come in, can begin. And also to use this powerful energy wisely. Use it to power yourself up, not deplete your reserves. So with strong energies, yeah, things can go one of three ways, really. Using this example, to be honest with you, this could really exhaust you. This could really deplete you, drain you. Or you can use the time to tune in and charge your batteries. So you're going to have to work out, I guess. You don't have to do anything, but it's up to you to work out what those look like for you. So for example, I'm a very introverted person, and after social events, I usually need a day to myself, just in a darkened room, to recover my energies. So see what works for you, okay? As well, it seems here that it's likely that some conflicts can come up during this time. That looks quite fiery. I mean, no surprise there. Aries is cardinal fire in the Northern Hemisphere, pushing on spring through. So, yeah, you might want to just keep an eye on your reactions, on your temper, and try not to take things personally if people are throwing things your way that are nothing to do with you, or even if they are to do with you, trying not to overreact. Yeah, but do take care of yourself, take care of your energy. One way you can do that is leaning in to gratitude. Now, I know that this can be difficult, and probably some people listening are going to say, well, how do I lean into gratitude when the world is the way it is, when my life is the way it is right now? And yes, the world and life are not perfect. Things could definitely be better. However, the energy, the potential, the seeds are available now to write yourself a new story. So, you know, it's essentially dwelling on the negative. It's just going to make things worse. And I'm not just talking about, you know, magical thinking here. Of course, it's important to be realistic. But there are blessings in every burden, and there are burdens in every blessing too. That is the nature of this 3D matrix that we're living on here in the middle world. So yeah, it can also be very helpful to speak your blessings out loud. I am grateful for whatever it is. Writing a gratitude journal can also be very helpful moving forward. So, So I'm seeing here cords between people, so energetic cords falling away. So we can expect relationships to change, but especially the ones that are not serving you. So this is wonderful. This is growth. This is a fresh start. This is not giving my energy to that anymore. Not draining myself with that anymore. And then the potential for new beginnings, collectively and individually. So this could be a great time for consciously cord cutting as well. If you don't know what that is, it's easy to find out. There are people out there who do that sort of work. I do as well. So it's possible to do that online, to do that in person, to do that yourself as well. And it's a very powerful release from people, especially that don't serve you, but you can do it in other ways too. So if you are going to do any kind of cord cutting, the rebirth moment will start as the eclipse is moving past totality. So you might want to save any of that cord cutting for post-eclipse. They just said that to me. All right. So additionally, you might suddenly get a big opportunity to step up and shine. This is part of your rebirth, your opportunity. The universe, God, whatever you want to call it, saying, okay, here you go. Here's your moment. Here's what you wanted. It's also okay to set an intention around this moon and around this eclipse time. Do be cautious though. You can listen to the bonus episodes I have for more on that. Traditionally, you know, eclipses aren't great times for rituals and so on and so forth. Solar eclipses are a bit less, there's a lighter warning that comes with the solar eclipses. And also you have to be very, very intentional, very careful with the words you use, etc., when it comes to that. But anyway, it is okay to set an intention as we pass the totality. So some big warrior energy may come to the surface. But you don't have to follow that, you know? You kind of don't allow yourself to just run on autopilot. You can step back, you can recalibrate your frequency, and keep on checking in to your heart, your inner sanctum, staying in the now, staying in the moment. And, okay, so the message I'm getting here is humanity doesn't necessarily know where it's going, but you can decide where you're going and where you want to go. So check in with your heart. If you haven't got a clear message, just keep on going, you know? Keep going back in and keep on peeling back the layers until you find yourself. And that's really what Mercury retrograde is all about. You know, I've got a whole additional podcast episode on that. So hang on in there. There might still be some confusion throughout the entirety of April. And, you know, there's still this theme of independence, self-worth, or themes, I should say, doing things differently and that takes a while to readjust. The last of things coming up to be cleansed, to be healed. For you to change that story, switch up the pattern, take a risk, go do the thing in your heart that scares you the most, but it feels right for you. And staying in the moment as much as possible helps you to live from the heart and not from the head. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this episode up in a minute. I'm just going to say this last thing. If you do want the exclusive material, you can check out the subscribers. You can check out my Patreon and my website, shamanicheartspace.org. It'd be lovely to get to know you or to have you as part of the clan. I'm just going to say this last thing. So this is a time to really take a look at your beliefs. Your limiting beliefs to who you are, how you're showing up. Are you showing up as you want to, as you think you are? How do others see you? You know, is there congruence there? And also considering what is yours and what's sort of been imposed or imprinted on you are patterns, the things that we've inherited. An image of the caterpillar from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland saying, "Who are you?" Maybe it would be a good time to go and read that book again. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure to serve you. I hope that you found it helpful. And as I said, if you want to find out more, dive a little deeper, you can check out Patreon. You can get on the mailing list. There's lots of ways that you can work with me. I take people out into the jungle to work with plant medicine. I live in Peru most of the time. And probably by the time you're listening to this, I will be back there. I've been in London for a while. So for now, sending you love and gratitude from my heart to yours. I wish you a smooth and pleasant as possible, transformative eclipse. I hope that you can harness the energy to the best of your ability so that you can really be the best version of you. And I look forward to catching up with you soon. I am Nancy. This is Shamanic Heart Space, and I'll see you soon.